Some other notes that we got this past week, and you may want to hang on to your hat. This comes from Peter Pearson, who lives in Arizona and in the Prescott area. He said, I saw a mouse hung on a twig on your Facebook post. Listening to this week's Phenology online here in my log cabin office in Prescott, good to hear you affirm what I suspected to be the case, the work of the northern shrike. I've seen it before as early as childhood in northwestern Iowa with an occasional mouse hanging on barbed wire. First snow this year, the past Sunday, a little late for us here at 5,600 feet, even after an eerily warm fall and dry fall, 19 degrees this morning with windshield scraping to be done. We'll warm to around 50 later. Juncos, white-crowned sparrows, and other winter residents back at the feeders with year-round bush tits, mountain chickadees, bridal titmice, white-breasted nuthatches, yellow-rumped warblers, regular suet feeders with Berwick wrens, and others. Sitting here listening to KAXE online, the wood smoke thick from the stove downstairs, the primary source of heat in this 1960s log cabin construction model home on the edge of a riparian preserve we, Prescott Creeks, manage for the city. Makes one a bit homesick still. Hope all is well. Enjoy your first skate. May it be the smoothest, blackest ice you could imagine. Thank you, Peter. And those are always my fervent hopes. The smoothest, blackest ice I could imagine. Couldn't be better than that. We also heard this week from our good friends down in Brainerd, Ken and Pam. We are into the first week of meteorological winter, and the winter season, according to the Minnesota Ornithologists Union, easy for you to say, and from our view here in Brainerd, it's beginning to look a session of the MOU at the Bell Museum. This is the last time that the meeting will be held here. A new Bell Museum will be built on the St. Paul campus of the University of Minnesota. Two things from the meetings. I had a phenologist sighting when I saw my old friend and mentor, Larry Weber. He looks great and is coming to the Arboretum in Brainerd in September to do a program on spiders. The other thing was a presentation given by Steve Stucker and Bob Dunlop on the Heart of the Bog birding trail that covers a large part of the KAXE listening area in north central Minnesota. Coming up are the Christmas bird counts. We're planning to do Crosby, Little Falls, and Pillager, plus host the Pillager tally party at our home. Hopefully the weather and the birds will cooperate and we will have great counts again this year. See you outside. Ken and Pam.